Yeah. What's going on, successes? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. I'm Jonathan Jones, and today we have a great show lined up for you. What is today? Today is February 13, 2025, and today is Thursday, so that means it's time for Beyond the Ball, baby. And beyond the ball is one of my favorite days of the week because I'm a former student athlete, so that means that I used to play basketball in college, played a little bit of basketball in high school, you know, all the different types of stuff. So I have some experience around the field, around the industry, that you could say. And the thing about Beyond the Ball is it's more than just about sports. It's a mindset, it's about discipline, and it's about off the field stories, right? Some of those things that we typically aren't privy to, but like I said, I have some experience, and so we're connected with other individuals where we can bring those stories to the forefront and bring those stories to you. So we're going to talk about how off the field can truly help shape leaders. And even beyond that, we have some people from pros, up and coming stars, and those people who are all around the game. So they might be athletes, they might be coaches, they're people who have a connection to the game. Okay. And with that being said, I want to go ahead and kick this thing off, right? Because we can't kick off the show without our co-host. Producer Brick, come on out here. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? What's up? Happy Thursday. Yes, happy Thursday, February 13th.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Black History Month.
And with that, I want to go ahead and share my Black History facts, Mr. Brick. Can I share my Black History facts? Because I'm excited about it.
Yes, you can. What you got?
All right, so I don't know if y'all know out there yet, but I'm from Baton Rouge. I'm not really from the country, but my family, we got roots in the country. Winsboro, Louisiana. But I want to bring to you on May 5th, okay? May 5th, 1868, Sister Martha Jones. Not related that I know of. Oh my gosh, I did not put that together.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying related, but if somebody's like, hey, is that your cousin? Sure, she is. But they believe that she is the first black woman to receive a U.S. patent for inventing a machine that husks and that shells corn. Okay. This is one of the things like, well, why is that relevant? Is that necessary? Yes. Because they do it in one procedure. So this is saving people time. This is saving people effort. This is saving people energy. And this was patent 77,494 that was granted to her 3 years after the Civil War. So shout out to Martha Jones for getting it done, right? My name's sake. You know what I'm saying? That's family. We're family now. Producer, what you got? You're an entrepreneur.
She's an entrepreneur. She got the patent and everything. You know, might be. Might do a little ancestor. You never know, man.
Just maybe.
And I'm okay with it. My Black History fact today is on Robert Tanner Freeman. Robert Tanner Freeman was the first African-American to receive a dental degree in the United States. After being rejected by two other schools because of the color of his skin, he was selected as one of the first six people to enter Harvard University's dental program. So, congratulations to Robert Tanner Freeman. And what was your lady name? Lady Jones?
Martha Jones. Happy Black History Month. So now, Producer Britt, I'm gonna kick it over to you. I know this is your favorite part of the show, so I'm gonna go ahead and kick it over to you. We're gonna get into it.
I got a couple things today. You know, everything's sports related. I did my best. You know, it's kind of hard. That's funny. It's kind of hard to not look at stuff that's not sports related because everything is sports related. Okay, so here is my number one. We gotta talk about these shoes.
Oh my goodness. Okay. What's the name of them? Just bring
these
them to the forefront for everybody.
These are the new Jordan CMFT era lifestyle shoe. Combines elements of the Air Jordan 1 and Air Jordan 6, delivering an everyday sneaker focused on comfort. So you getting a pair?
Okay.
I'm not getting a pair of those. Okay, I mean, if Jordan sent Speaker Success Media care package, I'm taking them. But those ain't doing it for me.
Hey, that's a reach. Okay, you see Ed Jones. Ed Jones liked it. You can see it down there. He liked it. He might be getting a pair.
He might be getting a pair, but I know what Jones is not getting a pair. That's me. Okay, look, let me ask you. Okay, so if you had a significant other partner, would you see them wearing a pair of those, or do you see your daddy wearing a pair of those?
I mean, well, I already asked my partner, my boyfriend, and he said no. He said you almost got blocked.
Okay, well, sounds like you're a smart man. I'm not wearing them either. Okay, well, before we move on, would you even wear those?
Hey, I'm getting a pair in the women's size. You know, I love a good comfort shoe.
I used to work at Finish Line, so I went through that phase, and I was done with it, but what I will tell you is Jordan ain't even comfortable like that, and you know that's a fact.
Okay, that's true, you wearing. Keep rolling. All right. So we got the lovely Issa Rae here becomes a club partner of the San Diego FC ownership group. So everyone's getting their soccer on. Everybody's getting into these soccer ownership groups. So kudos to her. And then to tag along with that, the lovely Tims, she makes history as the first African woman to join MLS team ownership, and that is also soccer, football. So congratulations to them. I like it because even if this wasn't their first choice to get into minority ownership with a team or anything like that, they have an opportunity to get their foot in the door.
So now as they get their foot in the door, they build this equity, the team is going to rise in their value. So then, of course, Tim's, Issa Rae, Angel Reese, all them going down the line who have ownership in these soccer clubs, now they're going to have the opportunity where they can either cash out and then go move up, or they can take that and reinvest somewhere else. So I think this is great for black people. KD also is, that's correct.
I mean, there's so many soccer teams and there's so many soccer players. So I can, you know, I can imagine like how far and how far the money goes with soccer.
Let's get it. And the other thing is soccer is the most popular sport in the world.
Exactly. So that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you go to some of the schools, they don't have football, but they got football. You know, they got soccer. Yeah.
Exactly. So they're on the same.
Okay, next up, we got Bam and Tyler. I don't know how to say Bam's last name.
Hero. I'm not saying Bam's last name.
Okay, so Bam from the Heat, and we got Tyler Hero from the Heat. They both have on his girlfriend's sneakers, Asia?
I'm not sure if it's Asia or different people say it different ways.
I know. So Asia, Wilson, and Sabrina, the other lady that's really good too.
Sedona Prince is at TCU.
There they are right there. Yes. So these two right here.
Okay. Yeah.
So Bam has on the pink ones, and then Tyler has on the blue ones. But yeah, they got Nike deal. This is their, like, this is a big deal right now.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah. Did you see when Asia shouted out Bam in her acceptance speech to be a part of South Carolina's Hall of Fame? Did you see that?
No, I did not. I didn't see that. Yeah.
She was center court. She was reading off, and then she gave him a shout out. It was pretty dope.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, that's our thing, so that works out. Good. Okay, shout out to them. That's a lot of work between the two of them. Okay, you sent me this, so I'll play the clip, and then we'll talk about it. This is, I'm sorry.
Good old Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown. I'm sorry. This is Jaylen Brown from the Celtics, and he was on the Jimmy Fallon show.
So you tweet something that you said. How can I meet Bill Nye the Science Guy? Why Bill Nye the Science Guy?
I just grew up loving education. He made learning fun. I know a lot of people probably feel the same way.
Yeah, great. And he ended up coming and meeting you. So you actually did Bill Nye the Science Guy. He's the man. What did you end up talking about?
I told him maybe we could do like a Bill Nye Spinoff or something. I would love to do something in education, kind of like pass the torch, take what he left off.
It's really great that you give back.
All right, speak on it, Jones.
Well, for one, shout out to my fellow Willa High School alumni. We went to the same high school. Me and Jaylen Brown went to the same high school.
Where did you go to high school? Atlanta? Or
Marietta, Georgia, Joseph Willa High School. Yeah, them boys put out some products for sure. Like them boys talk. But the reason why I really enjoy and appreciate this is because So often we hear people say, I'm more than an athlete. And you know, they talk about the whole transition from sport to life after sport. But very rarely do we get to see what we've seen probably in the past five to seven years, where, just like we're talking about before, we're seeing athletes become owners and athletes who own media companies and their minority ownership. And so with Jaylen Brown coming out saying this, one, he's not saying, hey, this is another athlete that I look up to or that I admire, which nothing is wrong with that, but he's saying this is somebody who has impacted me intellectually, right? This is somebody who poured into me when I was younger, and then now that I've gotten older, I saw him and see him as a mentor, and now I want to collaborate. So I think that's really dope to be able to see that he's doing lectures at Harvard, MIT. And for him to have the opportunity to potentially partner with Bill Nye, that's super iconic. That's major. That's for the culture.
Kudos to Jaylen. All right, you also sent me this. This is how you gonna train your daughter? So look, the reason why I would send that to you is because, one, I believe that is a young lady.
You look like a young lady. If I'm incorrect, please help me.
It's a daddy work out. Okay, I thought so.
It's 2025. You can't be too certain. But no shade.
It's 2025. You're right.
Some young boys have long hair. But the reason why I sent this is because so often we hear about and we see either dads struggling to connect with their child, if it be girl and boy. But now in this clip, you know, there's a daughter who probably looks up to her dad, and you see dad out there working out, instead of just sitting there watching him, he's allowing her to engage, he's allowing her to get involved. So I think it's dope, that's why I sent it to you, because it looks sport related, you know, of course.
A good beach workout, I mean, you will work your calves to the ground if you're in that sand. I went to school in Miami, so just running on the sand will drive you crazy. Like, running up and down the beach is like a real workout. And then imagine it being a hill. Crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. I don't think I've done a full beach workout, but I mean, I've seen them, and you know, seen some of these other athletes doing. So it looks wild. Yeah.
All right, I got two more things. We all know that Captain America is black. Happy Black History Month. You know, so we're getting a black Captain America, and we're getting a Red Hulk. And I don't know what the Red Hulk means. But if you're interested, Captain America, Brave New World comes out tomorrow. And I'm pretty sure, you know, most of the men and, you know, some of the women, you know, the theaters are going to be packed tomorrow. I used to work at a movie theater in my teenage years. And when I say people go to the movies, I mean, even now, like since COVID's passed and like people are getting more comfortable going back to the movies, like movie theaters have been back. Packed, and I love it because I love going to the movies. Give me some popcorn and put me in the corner, and I can have a good night.
I mean, I'm with you. I always got to get in there. I always got to give them a little frozen Coke. But yeah, the people, like the midnight showings of these, I'm not sure if they're doing the midnight showing, but the people come out for these Marvel movies. It's a whole situation. But I love it. I love it. I'm with you.
And then my last movie here is, if you have not seen, The Accountant 2 is coming out. It's coming out my birthday month. My birthday's April 18th, but it'll be out April 25th. And I mean, it's Ben Affleck and John, and he is great. Yeah, so they are both great actors. I love this movie. It's a movie that you can, like, you know, you want to watch that again? Like, I can watch that again for sure. And there was action you know, great acting, great plot, everything. Everything was great. Because you saw the first one, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those movies where I was watching and having to feel like a kid. Because, you know, kids, like, they be doing all the moves in the house. Like, I was doing a little bit of that on this movie. So I enjoyed it on the first one.
Because it was crazy at the end. You found out that it was his brother. So you're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, it was wild. Really great movie. Really great movie. Yeah. All right, well, that's all I have for what I saw scrolling. If you guys have anything that you want to contribute to the show, please send it to me on Instagram or TikTok. Put it in my DMs. I'll review it and I'll put it in the show. We are going to a quick commercial break right now, and we'll be back with some sports related stuff for Speaker Success. And this is Beyond the Ball segment tonight. All right, guys, I'm out.
An exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive. It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. That's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today.
Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, y'all. I love it. But as you all know, this is our Beyond the Ball segment today. Today is Thursday. It's one of my favorite days of the week because we get to talk about sports related things.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best.
There we go. All right, producer Britt, let's go ahead and get into it. I know we put together some special content today. I was excited about this content, and I mean, producer Britt. The social media is pretty proof of the content. Okay, the engagement is there. I don't know if you saw it or not, but if you didn't, I'm about to go ahead and help you out real quick because this is something that the people want, and this is something that the people were asking for. But I mean, we follow the trend of the NFL.
So the NFL, they DM'd 100 football players, and they asked them what their cheat meal was. So we kind of just jumped on that trend. Speak Your Success has interviewed a multitude of athletes. I mean, Olympic athletes, NFL players, NBA players, WNBA players. I mean, Jonathan, keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, we got them all. We actually had a gentleman who was a part of the Paralympic, which was super dope. You know, coaches, Division One coaches. I don't think I've got a golfer just yet, but we're working on that. We need a golfer on Speak Your Success. Hit us up. Come on over.
Maybe a tennis player.
I haven't got a tennis player yet either. Football, track, those are like a low hanging fruits. But lacrosse, put us in the pocket. So producer, just go ahead and break this down a little bit to the people. I want you to read them off.
You sent the message, so we're just gonna scroll through and you're gonna read them off because you actually know these people.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so first up, we have Aaliyah Moore, and she's actually currently playing right now. They have a game tonight, they're playing University of Kentucky. And you know, asking her, I'm like, what's the cheat meal for you? What's your cheat meal of choice? She said, My cheat meal would probably be chili triple dipper or catfish with Louisiana hot sauce. Gotta have Louisiana hot sauce. Produce some bread. This sounds like your speed, especially with the fried catfish. How do you feel about that? I love a good fried catfish,
and I love me some hot sauce. I am a Crystal hot sauce girl or Tabasco. I love the Tabasco sauce. So give me some catfish, some dirty rice, and some Tabasco sauce, and I'm on my way. We good. I'm going to sleep. I approve. Okay, you with that. Okay, who we got next? So next we have Imani McGee Stafford.
She is also, and this is crazy, I didn't mean to get this many UT people, but she's also a former University of Texas Longhorn as well. She traveled across the country and everything like that. And I was like, so what's up? If you know anything about Imani, she gonna tell you like it is. All right, she ain't gonna cut no corners. She gonna tell you what she feel. And she just comes real, just straight. In case people don't know,
her brother is
JaVale McGee. Multiple NBA championship winning JaVale McGee is her brother. I think we kind of know the name. He has like three rings, right? I believe he got three of them. And he does some other stuff outside, and we'll talk about that on another episode. But he's also doing some super dope stuff like Africa. Super dope stuff. But yeah, that'd be good for another Beyond the Ball segment. But she went on to say, well, I got to go with the fried pork chop. Because I don't eat those a lot, but she even said, I'm not big on dieting anyway. But she said fried pork chop would be her option of choice. So do you approve? You approve of the fried pork chop?
I approve. I will eat a fried pork chop in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Yeah.
With some Tabasco sauce on it.
Tabasco? So wait, do you do the fried pork chop with Tabasco and gravy, or no gravy?
I mean, that's smothered pork chops. When you start adding gravy, that's smothered pork chops. But if you just fry pork chop, you know, get some sides with it. I just need some hot sauce, some Tabasco sauce. I'm with it.
Okay, so next up we got my girl Lauren Williams. She runs track down at the University of Texas in Austin. And after talking with her, she said anything with potatoes or pizza, usually it's like a Chick-fil-A meal. I don't blame her, college, you know, Chick-fil-A is easy, right? Especially on UT's campus. I don't know if y'all been down there before, but Chick-fil-A, easy, grab and go. You know your meal, you tell them the meal, they get it, you just move on about life. It's easy. Light lift.
I mean, I can imagine like their food court or their food situation, because when we went to go, when we went to SMU and we saw the football side, like their cafeteria, I mean, it was insane. It was crazy. It was like a 5-star buffet up in that mug. It was crazy. But it was not.
I mean, they eat good.
And, I mean, that's that billion-dollar school over there, so it was nice.
Hey, okay.
So do you, I like Chick-fil-A. I'll eat Chick-fil-A. You know, give me a spicy chicken sandwich, no pickles, pepper jack cheese. I need 2 Chick-fil-A sauces and 2 barbecue sauces, and give me a Sunjoy with it.
So this is what I love about Chick-fil-A. Producer Britt, everybody has their order, and in everybody's order they have their sauces. Because for me, it's a number two spicy chicken deluxe. Give me two ranches, give me two Chick-fil-A sauces, give me sweet tea, no ice. Every single time my wife asked me, she's like, hey, I'm about to put in an order on the app. She said, do you want the usual? I said, you know what I do? Every single time.
No ice? What, you think they're going to overload you with ice? You just say like ice.
I don't need it. I want all my sugar. It's problematic. A little problematic.
It is problematic, for sure.
Yeah, so next we got brother T. Williams. He's up at Bucknell. He plays on the football team. Where's Bucknell?
That's a great question.
Where is Bucknell? Bucknell is located in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, that's up in Bucknell.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know, but he said, I'm from ATL, so I gotta get the wings. And I asked him further down the comments, I said, okay, we talking wings, right? But I said, are you going with flats or are you going with drums?
All flats. I'll pay the dollar more. I like the way it comes off the bone. Like, you know, because I don't know, sometimes when they give you the drumstick or the leg or whatever, it'd be all that meat on one side, but the flat, it's all proportionate. And I like that. You can, you know, bite off a little bit and then you could just like rip the rest out. So I like that. Yeah. All flats. Charge me more. I'm okay with that.
That's my style too. Because when you bite into the wing and you separate it, it's like you got two wings out of the one.
Right. And technically they don't give you the whole wing because the wing is with the drumstick too. That is true.
Okay. Problematic behavior. All right, next up, we're going down to Ole Miss. Yeah, we got Kennedy Ty Williams. She formerly hooped for USC, but when I tell you she got go, she get busy out there. She said, cheat meal, I'm always down for McDonald's Big Mac and fries. Then I hit her, I said, wait, really? Big Mac and fries? She said, yeah, I got to. I said the fries gotta be fresh though. Produce a bridge.
Fries gotta be fresh. No salt. Gotta be fresh. And I've never had a bridge.
That's the way. My homegirl put me on one time. We went to McDonald's like years ago. But we went to McDonald's like late. She was like, let me get fries with no salt. And I was like, why you get fries with no salt?
So she said, that way I make sure they cook my fries fresh.
I never knew.
Yeah.
It changed my life.
Anywhere I go, no salt. No salt on my fries. So I get fresh fries.
Do you add your own salt, or you just don't do the salt period?
Nah, I don't need salt. We don't need salt, black people. We don't need salt. Stop getting all that salt in your body. It's bad for you.
Wait, but doesn't salt enhance flavor?
And doesn't salt cause diabetes and everything else that's wrong with you?
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Next, who we got next?
I've never had a Big Mac. I just want to say that.
You've never had a Big Mac? Never had a Big Mac.
I'm a chicken nugget girl. I'm a chicken nugget, fries, barbecue sauce, large high C. That's me.
But them chicken nuggets ain't worth it though.
Yeah, we're going to move on. Don't worry about it. That's my meal. Okay, that's my meal.
All right, next up we got Dennis Collin. And if you're familiar with the kid that went viral at Popeye's, who was waiting in line at Popeye's.
He had the same look on his face.
Hit you with the side eye, and it looks straight. This man, we had him on the show. I'm not sure how long ago, but we had him on the show. He told the story and everything like that. It's super dope. But my man said, I want some Haitian food from the crib. Give me some Haitian food from the crib. I'm not mad at it. I don't know if I've ever had. Have you had Haitian food before, Producer Britt?
I don't think so. Like, when I went to school in Miami, I've had, you know, Venezuelan, Nicaragua, you know, you have your Cuban, but I don't think I ever tried Haitian food. I don't think I ever tried the Haitian, the cuisine. Yeah, I know it's different. I know they like the. I don't know what they like because I've never had it, so I ain't even gonna say.
Well, you about to say like plantains or something?
Yeah, I think that's what they eat. They eat those. They eat that, right?
I feel like plantain. I mean, I just typed it up and pulled it up. But it says they have different names for it. They probably have the Haitian names for it, which I do not know how to pronounce. But it's rice and beans, which is the national dish. Then they got pumpkin soup, often eaten on Independence Day. Then they got fried pork shoulder, spicy pickled cabbage and carrots, and a soup. Yeah, I've never had Haitian food before. That's new. Okay, that's something to try. That's something to try, and we report back on another episode.
Jonathan gonna let y'all know.
Next up, we got Lolo Green. Lauren Green, she out there at Stanford. Shout out to her. She also has a podcast. It's called The Tree Show. Right? It's called Tree Talk. Tree Talk is the name of the show. Tree Talk. But she said, I really love getting a bunch of sushi rolls from my hometown restaurant and a thing of boba. That makes sense, right? Because being out, that makes sense, right? Being out on the West Coast, sushi, that makes sense.
What's your go-to sushi roll choice? Probably spicy salmon roll. Anything spicy. I love a good spice. Yellowtail. Spicy yellowtail is really good. I like that one. I like the Vegas roll. Yeah. You looking at me? You ain't never had these rolls before?
No, I've never had spicy salmon. I always go with the spicy tuna though. I always go spicy tuna roll with extra spicy mayo. Never fails. Every time. Yeah, but I didn't know salmon and Vegas. What's on the Vegas roll? I don't know about that.
Oh my gosh, it's a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know, but it's good.
That's what's up. Okay, let's keep rolling. We're gonna blow through these next few. So next up, we got Deanna Gaston, former UT Longhorn. She said she's probably going with a burger or probably going with wings. You know, the classic bar type meal. But I'm not going to show you for that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Next up, we got Sister Godfrey. She out here on our side, though. Well, Fort Worth, TCU. She said she got to get the seafood bowl. So that's a woman after your own heart. I told the producer, I said, if you're anywhere near DeSoto,
where are you telling her to go? She gotta go to Shells and Tails. You gotta go get with Chef Blue, and you gotta go to Shells and Tails to go.
Yes, okay. I know he is so happy right now
because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. I know Chef Jermaine is on top of the world right now.
Lost his mind. Had to. Next up, we got my guy JC. Man, he said, hey, just give me some homemade fried chicken with the mac and cheese. I said, ooh, have me ready. And last but not least, we got my guy Justin Stuckey. And Justin said, I don't know about a meal. But he said that M&M shake from Cookout hits every single time. And he commented on the post, I might go get one tonight. And I don't blame him. But y'all, this was us just taking time for our segment today, breaking down cheat meals. Let me know if you're an athlete, you put in so much time, effort, and energy doing what you love to do every once in a while. You deserve a cheat meal. But if you have not hit that subscribe button, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
Wait, before we go, what's your cheat meal? What was your cheat meal? When I was hooping, what was my cheat meal?
Man, my cheat meal, I would be at Applebee's. I would go get like the little sliders. I would go get them $2 LITs.
Ooh, wow, we was up.
Anyway, what was your cheat meal?
My cheat meal, I'm gonna have to go with my girl to McDonald's. I stayed at McDonald's. You can catch me getting some nuggets and a McDouble. No pickle.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. But a high C. And then I could have cried when McDonald's took high C away for that like long period of time. They took it away and then they brought it back.
They had to bring it because they knew better.
They sure did. That's awesome. All right, close this out for a commercial.
Yeah, y'all, if you haven't hit the subscribe button, make sure you hit that subscribe button to the Speak Your Success Media channel so you don't miss an episode. And after the brief commercial break, we're going to be back. This is going to be time for my favorite segment, Producer Britt.
Yes.
All right, we're going to come right back with Ask Jonathan. We'll see y'all in a minute.
Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today.
All right, y'all, we are back. There he is. I'm right here.
Producer Britt, this is Beyond the Boss, it's Thursday. You got the rock, okay?
Oh, okay. Cause you know I can shoot the thing, so you know.
Shoot that thing.
Hey, now. Okay, so right now we're gonna get into Ask Jonathan. I got a couple questions. They are not sports related, but we're still gonna have fun with them. So Jonathan, first question. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
Wow. If I took a nap, then I'm a night owl. But usually I prefer being more so of a morning person, because I just feel like it's so quiet.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel like my perception's real good with God at that time, because I don't have no distractions. So I get my devotion in early and then get on my day. Yeah, my most definitely. So I prefer being a morning person.
What time is the alarm? What time are we snoozing? What time?
What time am I going to sleep?
Yeah, what time? No, what time do you wake up?
Oh, you said snooze. That alarm goes off at 4:55 in the morning.
How consistent are you with that?
This morning, I did not wake up at 4:55 because I had a 2-hour nap yesterday. So I was a night owl last night.
But just like I said, typically,
if I have it my way, then I go to bed 10:30, 11, get up at 4:55 and get after it.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you? Where you at?
I'm a morning person. I cannot stay up at night. I mean, it's 8:40 right now, and I mean, I'm on my way.
Oh, that's how you know you're getting old. Next question.
I'm on my way. Like 9:30, I'm shutting down. You turn some TV on, turn the lights off, I'm asleep.
Okay.
Every time. You want to watch something? Sure. Knocked out.
Okay, fair enough.
But I wake up early. I'll be the jolliest person in the morning.
Get after it.
Yeah.
Until towards the end of the day, then that battery starts wearing out. All right, next question, what we got?
Oh, whatever. Okay, so do you prefer the toilet paper over or under?
Ooh.
I didn't know this was a big deal, but it is.
I heard a pastor in a sermon say if you do the toilet paper under, you're psychotic. I'm under. I'm an under person.
So you're psychotic.
It's weird going over to me. I'm under.
Yeah. Whatever. As long as there's toilet paper on the roll. Okay. I don't care under, what under, way under, it goes. Under, I don't even under, pay attention under. To that. I mean, I will say maybe under bothers me, but it don't matter. I ain't tripping.
Hey. Me and Gabby both on this under.
What is a saying you say the most that people would know you said it even when you're not in the room?
That's a good question. What's a saying I say the most that people would know that I said it even though I'm not in the room? Dang, I don't know off the top of my head.
I'm trying to think. What's a saying that you would say the most that people would know you would say it even?
I mean, it'd probably be something podcast related. I'll say that.
Do you want to start a podcast? That's what you say.
It would probably be very much podcast related. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay, podcast related. All right.
Gotta be.
If you could choose one song to play every time you walked into a room, what would you choose and why?
Might be controversial, but I will say Trophies by Drake at this point.
Oh my gosh.
It's just one of them things. You're trying to make us go viral?
You're picking Drake right now in this time of...
When you hear it's just one of those things, and then the beat drops.
Really? It's just one of them things. So, Deion Sanders, play my theme music. That's your theme song?
I guess it would be. Because it gives me hype. Well, Trap or Die by Jeezy.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm the realest in it. Okay. That's your jam right there.
Every once in a while, I'm saying. You got to get into it.
Okay.
You gotta get into it.
All right, I feel you. Nice. Mine would definitely be something Beyonce related, you know, maybe, you know, Diva by Beyonce. You know, yeah, I'm just going to go with Diva. Yeah, I'm going to go with Diva, Beyonce. When I walk in, play that, okay? Play that.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Yeah, or Bossy by Khalees. Okay.
Yeah, you talking about me. You gonna pick her after all that she done been through?
I mean, her and Beyonce. Well, whatever. If you could only listen to 5 albums or songs, what would they be?
They probably would all be slow songs. One would be like all set. I've always been a fan of that crying R&B, just broke my heart type music. I don't know why, but it's always hit on me. Let It Burn by Usher.
Okay.
We got True by Lloyd, the remix with Lloyd and 2 Chainz.
Okay.
We got Maybe I Deserve.
Boy, you going through it. These are 5 songs you're listening to?
I don't know.
These are the only 5 songs you can listen to, and you're going to cry and beg and plead every song. I'll listen to William Down, Get Myself Away.
Okay.
I'll give you that one.
And then I'll go with, what's that song? Hold on, wait. There's another one. My last song, it's by Myron Butler, got a song I really like.
When he passed out those CDs or?
No, it was from one of his earlier albums. Dang, I can't remember the song.
He's gonna post all his songs on Threads. So y'all look out for Jonathan's 5 songs that if he could only listen to, he will post them on Threads.
Man, I can't remember. I'm gonna post that last one on Threads because I'm trying to remember that last song.
Yeah.
Speak. I feel like it's speak. It's like I shall have what I decree. Yeah, speak. That's a good one. I just like how he does his praise and worship. So, Myron Butler.
And my last question, when you were an athlete, do you prefer morning workouts or evening workouts? Oh, morning, without a doubt.
Give me the morning workout. Me and my boy Boozo. We'll be headed to the college. It'd be six o'clock in the morning. We got Lil Wayne blasting. Producer Brick. Well, let me tell you the story.
Okay.
We used to be, when I was hooping, club fiends so much.
Tell everybody where you hooped at, where you got your national championship.
I hooped at Richland College out here in Dallas, Texas, where we got the national championship. Yeah, Thunder Ducks, okay? We get rings, we hang banners over here, okay?
I'm cracking up.
Hey, put some respect on it. We was a problem. Okay. Anyway, so we would go to the club. After the club, you know, get up to about two. You would get home almost like three, stop somewhere, get something to eat, whatever. We pulled up in the parking lot, laid the seat back, and just went to sleep in the parking lot. Because we had a six-part workout. Just had to get it in, man. And we won a national championship that year, which shows you how talented our team was, but we were wilding out a little bit. Man, I love them days.
I bet. All right, Jonathan, back on you.
All right. Producer Brit, are they ready for the final word? We're gonna close this thing out with the final word. They ready?
All right, let's do it.
All right, man. So, what I want you to think about for my athletes out there, and you might even be past your time of competing. on the field, in the pool, on the track, on the golf course, wherever it might be. But I just want you to always know and remember that you have the ability to always pivot. You always have the ability to pivot, start a new habit, learn a new skill, pick up a new trade. And the reason why I want to say that is all the time that you've invested into your sport, into those teams, into that university, into that coach, you now have that time and more of it to begin to invest in yourself. So begin to think, like, what's something that, you know, you wanted to learn more about? What's something that you have an interest in? Begin to explore that thing. Right? Begin to take that time, further your knowledge, further your insight, and then go all the way in on it. But family, this has been another episode of Speak Your Success. I'm Jonathan Jones. That was producer Britt. Be sure to follow us on our socials. We'll have all those links down in the show notes. You can follow me at Speak Your Success Media. You can follow producer Britt at producer Britt on TikTok and Instagram. But family, until next time, remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you? And why should you live any other way?